Welcome to Soul to Soul with Kay Vlachos. I'm your host, Kay, and I'm here to inspire you to live a more meaningful life filled with love, laughter, and lots of amazing soul-led adventures. I'm an energy healer, mindset and well-being coach, and have been helping my clients, yes, this could be you, to manifest your intentions successfully for nearly a decade now. I love supporting my soul sisters here in Australia and worldwide to embrace your inner wisdom and trust in your intuitive guidance to navigate your way through this amazing life. Through attending my events here on the Sunshine Coast or booking in your own personal energy healing with me through my website, soul2soulwellness.com.au. My weekly soulful conversations are brought to you today by our partner, S2S Floors. S2S Floors pride themselves on delivering a high quality floor finish Australia-wide. S2S Floors understand the importance of creating luxury and durability in your home and are well known for providing a professional floor finish to your commercial premise as well. Check them out today for all your flooring needs at s2sfloors.com.au. Today, I get the absolute honor of chatting with my gorgeous soul sister and friend, Ioana Sapanos. She's a psychic and medium mentor who is lighting up our world and has certainly found her life's calling. Ioana attracts a wide variety of people to her events, including professional mediums, alongside those who are curious about her work or working through grief themselves, seeking to understand and keen to dip their toes into this beautiful space, to a whole raft of people who are highly intuitive, that have a little bit of ability and want to harness this in their own profession as well as their day-to-day life. And this may include people in the medical profession, including doctors, nurses, and specialists, as well as creative artists who want to work on their connection to spirit and source. To those who might work in forensics, including journalists, medical forensic experts, and the police, who come along to hone their instincts in their work. And people like myself, who are in the leadership and coaching space, who desire to become more aligned to our body, mind, and spirit. Ioana believes the thread of intuition and the thread of connecting to our own spirit runs through every one of us, irrespective of our backgrounds and our chosen professions. And the common link is that someone in our ancestral lineage will also have this mediumship ability and has passed it on to us. Wow, right? Having been mentored by Ioana and attending her recent mediumship weekend workshop in Melbourne with a beautiful co-host, Julie Ebrey, I got to see firsthand the true transformational healing that mediumship has to offer. Today, Ioana shares with us what a psychic is and isn't, and what a medium is, and the difference between a psychic and a medium, and the wisdom she's accumulated through the last 15 years working professionally in this space is going to blow your mind. You will hear from the both of us our own personal stories and experiences with our past loved ones and maybe a pet, and how much healing this has brought to us personally. Ioana's integrity and love for her work is evident in our soul chat and unmatched. One of her greatest joys is to see decades of grief unlocked in those receiving a message from a loved one, to see where hope lies, where despair has been living in someone's heart, and to also see people who are not wanting to believe and to attend her events, and then for them to receive a personal message which might be so relevant to that person that she shares the message with, and can bring a flashpoint of healing that reverberates for days, weeks, months ahead in every area of this person's life, and is one of the main reasons she works in this beautiful mediumship space. Now, if you desire to become more empowered in trusting your intuition and your abilities and trusting in spirit, today's chat is for you. I believe in the power of mediumship, and I love how we all have the ability to connect. And so I'm frothing at this opportunity to provide the chance for you to work with Ioana up here in Queensland. And in a few weeks' time, we are going to be doing just this. Ioana will be heading up from Melbourne to Brisbane on the 2nd and 3rd of August to host a powerful two-day transformational experience with me, designed to ignite your soul and awaken your intuitive potential. We're holding our event in the tranquil surrounds of the North Lakes Hotel overlooking Lake Eden in North Brisbane, and we invite you to explore and expand your psychic mediumship and intuitive abilities no matter your level of experience. Over the course of this immersive two-day workshop, you will discover your natural intuitive, psychic, and mediumistic strengths. You'll also deepen your trust in yourself and the spirit world. We're going to work through practical evidence-based exercises, which will be specifically tailored to your stage of development. So wherever you are on your journey, we will meet you where you are at. You will also receive structured, professional guidance in a supportive and grounded learning environment. You're going to be guided through reflective soul journaling practices, meditative visualizations designed to help you integrate your experiences and connect deeply with your own inner wisdom. Whether you're just beginning your journey or ready to refine your existing abilities, this is your opportunity to step into your soul's potential with confidence, clarity, and purpose. Doesn't this sound so amazing? Now, all the info you will need for our two-day weekend workshop on the 2nd and 3rd of August in North Brisbane can be found in my podcast show notes just below this episode. You are going to add so much value to your life in every way if you choose to join us on this weekend. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy my soul chat with Ioana Sapanos. Hey, beautiful Ioana, welcome back to my podcast. How are you?
Oh, I'm really well, thank you. You've got to be great when the sun is shining and we've woken up to an amazing day today.
Well, that's beautiful. We've actually had a lot of rain up here on the Sunshine Coast, so we're waiting for the sun to come out, to come back out again. Now, Ioana, I had the absolute honour of being able to attend yours and Julie Ebrie's mediumship workshop weekend in March earlier this year, where I flew down to Melbourne and completely immersed myself in a weekend of expanding my own abilities to connect to my mediumship abilities. And I absolutely loved it. I loved connecting with the people that are in your community. And I was so amazed to see that one was a primary teacher, another was worked with animals, another one worked in IT, there was a psychologist, like there was a really broad range of people that attended. And I just felt so at ease with the way that it was interactive and that we were building our skills by practicing and building our confidence through practicing. And I just want to say thank you for that because I really loved it.
It was a magical weekend, and it's always intrigues me as to who attends and how they attend. And the more I do these workshops, the more I realise that that thread of intuition, that thread of connecting to our own spirit runs through every one of us, irrespective of our backgrounds. Like you said, there was such a diverse range of backgrounds. And each one of us brings a little bit of magic into their practice by the very nature that we have this wealth of experience in all our chosen professions. So it's just magical. And as you say, one of the core things that I love is to actually understand that experience is your greatest teacher, isn't it? So you can never, ever learn just from books what experience teaches you in a short time. And when you get it and you're embodying it, it just feels incredible, doesn't it?
Does feel incredible. And you'd be so proud because I started a mediumship circle to practice, as you suggested, up here with a group of friends. And we had our first practice last week. and a couple of the ladies were not sure what to expect, of course, and we just played. We played. We, of course, held it in its sacred sanctity as it needs to be, and they walked out of there like, oh, my gosh, like, I can do this. It was really cool.
I love that you've done that. And like you said, the more of these little circles that pop up, the more empowered people get in trusting their intuition, in trusting their abilities, and in trusting spirit. It just, you know, it filters out into your everyday life, doesn't it? I believe it makes us better humans. Because after all, we're spirit embodied and in all the other roles that we play as well. And I love seeing the look of amazement when the course participants, you know, they walk in with preconceived ideas. Oh, I'm not a medium. I'm not a, you know, intuitive. I don't see. And, you know, and unnecessarily that seeing is placed in that huge, you know, the be all, the thing to aspire to. And we know that we're multi-sensory beings and seeing is one small component. And so for people to say, wow, I couldn't see, but gosh, I felt and I knew, and they come out full of confidence. And it's one of my favorite parts of the day to see how far they've progressed after day one and the buzz and the excitement in the room as they start to realize that actually maybe I have got intuition and maybe I can work with spirit. And oh gosh, all those feelings and experiences I had, that was spirit. And that's amazing.
I think the most profound part of the weekend for me, especially, was the end when we all stood up. It was optional. We all stood up and had a go of bringing messages through, and not so much getting up and doing it myself, but receiving and watching other participants receive messages from their loved ones. And I had a full visceral experience recognizing how powerfully healing mediumship is.
Yeah, it is one of the cornerstones of mediumship, the healing. I call it the jewel in the crown of mediumship, because while it's wonderful to be witness to the amazing wow bits of information some talented mediums can bring through, it's not the main aim. The main aim of mediumship is to bring that healing to the forefront and to heal both worlds, to heal our world, the should-haves, the could-haves, the didn'ts, all those, regrets and silences and places that we can't quite bring ourselves to be in our vulnerability when we're going through the grieving process, knowing that we're going to lose someone or if it comes very suddenly. And we also bring healing to the other world. They love it as well, and they require healing too, because we know the soul is a constant process of evolution, whether it's embodied or disembodied and on the other side. And I agree, one of the greatest joys for me is to see that movement in people, to see decades of grief unlocked, to see them become unstuck, to see hope creep in where despair was there all the time, to see people that are, you know, not wanting to believe it just in case. And so they hold themselves in, and then to be able to pass on a message that is deeply personal and very relevant to that person just brings an incredible flashpoint of healing that reverberates for the days and weeks and months ahead in all areas of all life that is impacted by that person. And that for me is huge. And it's one of the reasons why I do what I do. I love to see people, you know, we never forget our loved ones and we never really lose the grief, but we work with it and we embody it. And we're not held captive to it. And that, I think, is the huge difference.
I noticed also, and I wanted to ask this question of you, when we're connecting, because every single participant in your workshop connected to someone every time, if as long as we didn't kind of stop ourselves from that connection, we just opened up and allowed it to be, we connected. Mm. And I'm wondering, is there always a spirit communicator wanting to come through, always?
100%, because, you know, they don't hang around in the spirit world desperately hoping that a medium will open up or some of us will open up. They don't. They go about doing their own soul evolution. They go about living their life on the other side as we live ours. But the minute we allow an invitation, which is through thought or through consciously connecting, they are there. Why wouldn't they be? You know, we are literally by our very nature, very social beings. We form family groups and they are your family. So where else would they want to be? And of course they want to be there. And, you know, there's a bit of an irony and I fully get as humans, we need a placeholder and a marker for us to talk to our people. And often that is burial sites, cemeteries, right? There's a gravestone. But when I walk through cemeteries, they're so empty. And the only time they're full is when someone is sitting at that grave remembering their loved ones. So suddenly they're all around them. You know, hospitals are full of spirit because rightly so, they're concerned and worried for their loved one, as we would be as well. And so for me, there's always someone that would love to, from a simple cheerio and hello, how are you, to a little bit more instructional at times, that communicator is there. And our job as mediums is to be their voice. That's it. We're not to influence it or judge which way that communication is going to go. The spirit communicator knows what they want to say and they know exactly what messages to give that are going to impact them, not only themselves, but also the person seeking the communication. And that's where the real beauty of the healing is. It demonstrates the intelligence of the spirit world. So it's really, you know, I've been witness to incredible healings, and I call them reunions because they really are reunions.
Fair to say that we can connect at any time during the day. We don't have to necessarily attend an event to connect with our loved ones if we desire to. You noted that as soon as we think the thought and make that connection with our own energy, that it opens up for spirit to come through. So in what ways, for someone that hasn't had that experience before, in what ways, when we're thinking about a loved one, would they reach out in your experience and show us and let us know that they're here?
Yeah. So we always initiate that communication. That's important to know, that we do it as soon as we turn our thoughts to the spirit world. So they will then use whatever means they're able to give you the opportunity to understand that they're just a thought away, that they're not far at all. And so it can be anything through, you know, the presentation of winged creatures such as birds or butterflies. It can be through bringing your awareness to physical objects, and often it can be feathers. You know, how many of us have found feathers at our feet right as we've been thinking about our loved one? It can be through making you aware in your environment, messages that might come through, such as you might be thinking of your loved one, you might be asking them a question, suddenly you move to your library, which you've stared at for, you know, all the books for months on end, and a spine will light up for you, or your awareness will go there and there'll be a word in there or a phrase in there that is really the answer that you're seeking. I lost my soul dog last year at 4:44 in the morning, and, you know, my absolute gorgeous little bundle of joy sends me 444s everywhere. I've seen them on the sides of buses. I've seen them, you know, on dials on your car, on, you know, all sorts of things. And I know that that's my beautiful dog because that time I've associated with his passing. And prior to that, I never saw 444s. They weren't in my awareness. And now 444s everywhere. And that's his, you know, his way of doing that. They can come to you through your dream state. So often if we wake up and we have a real visceral emotional reaction to them, then know that that's a visitation. They can come up through physical phenomena, through light switching, through sounds, knocks, etc., doorbells ringing and, you know, no one's there. those sorts of things. And they're not trying to scare us with that, but they are trying to bring our awareness and our attention there. So they have many, many different ways. And sometimes it can be that you might not be getting the message. So they influence someone around you to give you a phrase, a favorite phrase, or it could be a scent. You know, you happen to walk past someone who wears the exact, you know, perfume or cologne that your loved one had as you were thinking of them, and it evokes a memory. So they will use whatever they can around us to bring that awareness. And it can be as simple as a quiet feeling, as if you've just been hugged as well, you know, or a little breeze on your skin. And if you're aware, and you tend to pick these things up more readily and easily. And if you're not aware, then it's okay to say, I think it was you. Can you send me something else so I can confirm it's you? And once you've confirmed it, you know, they're not doing party tricks. So please don't sit there and ask, you know, multiple times. Just trust that it's that. And, you know, when people worry, the students often say to me, well, I don't trust. And what if I get it wrong? And what if it's not them? And what if I'm making it up? And they're all common questions. And I always say, well, what if you did get it right? What if you did trust? Or what if you change your mind to assume it's that until they prove it's not? And that just shifts your mindset a little bit about it. And it allows you to receive that gift. That's the gift for me, the gift of contact.
I have a beautiful story with my youngest daughter, and we recently lost my brother-in-law, which, you know, is so sad. And we talk about him all the time. It's something that my sister wants to promote, and, you know, it's very important for her. And some of us have had experiences with him connecting with us, and my youngest daughter, very close to him, wanted her own experience. And we had this conversation, and I said to her, he's here with us now, darling. He's here with us now. And she said, how do you know? I said, just ask. And she literally went, Uncle Justin, if you're here, I need to know. And the lights went off and on. And she looked at me, and I said, there's your answer. And she went, she needed to know it. She needed to hear again. Is that really you? Lights went off, lights went on. It was such a beautiful experience for her, because I feel like she really craved that connection with him, and she needed to know that she had that direct line.
And she, that moment of magic would have changed her life and her whole perception. And it's not, and for them to do that, so imagine the love he's got for her to manipulate electrical, you know, pulses, which is a physical phenomena, takes a lot of energy. So he moved literally heaven and earth to show her that he was there, which I think is just terrific.
It was just so beautiful.
Oh, amazing for her.
Now, I wanted to ask you, for those people who are new to meeting you today and perhaps don't understand what a psychic medium is, how would you explain a psychic medium to somebody who's new to this spiritual journey?
Yeah, that's a great question, because a lot of people get confused with all the terms that people use. So I prefer to use the term psychic and medium rather than psychic medium. And I say that because there are some people who are very psychic that perhaps don't have mediumship ability present in a way that they can use it as a profession, right? I believe we all have ability. As very much like, you know, we can all run and we can all sing, and some of us make it big and some don't, because we just aren't able to develop our range, or we don't have the right opportunities. More importantly, the way I see it is it's not in your soul's blueprint for you to be that. So even though we all have the ability to connect on some level, there are some of us that will need to understand that in our blueprint, we were here, placed on this earth to have those roles and to be those ambassadors for spirit. So psychic is for people that are predictive. So it is an aspect of my work where I will use my psychic faculties of the five senses, the clairs, if you like, the seeing, hearing, feeling, knowing, scent, etc., to link with my sitter, the person in front of me who's having the reading, with their energy field and read their energy and highlight to them where their path of highest probability lies. And that's what a really good psychic does. So we're not, you know, magical people, and we don't manipulate timelines, and we're certainly, you know, not God or the God source above, right? But we work that way to highlight where a potential path lays for a person, and the talent of that medium, that psychic, sorry, in order to do that shows how well they read or not, because we don't get an instant feedback on that. We usually get repeat clients that come back and say, oh, that thing you said worked and it did, this happened, and we build up our reputation over time. And I believe, you know, having that psychic consultation, if you like, is useful as long as we're not disempowered by it. So we do have to have an ethics and responsibility with it. And we also need to know that we are creator beings. And as creator beings, we have the ability to create our destinies and our future. So the psychics in that regard should be used as a tool to help you achieve your life path, but not to be used as the be-all and end-all. Now, all mediums, which I'm also a medium, use the psychic facilities to work their mediumship. So I believe in mediumship development. Developing and becoming a very strong psychic first or in parallel is equally as important as developing your mediumship. And a medium is very simply a voice for spirit. It is our job to link to the spirit communicator and to be their voice on earth, to send across whatever messages they have that for the person in front of them. So it is not predictive. So often people will come to mediums for predictions, and they will say things like, well, you know, what does Dad say about perhaps should I sell my home? And, you know, what I say to people is if you trusted Dad's opinion when he was in front of you on the earth plane and you were going to make a decision based on that, then by all means, take it. But they don't have magical powers just because they've moved to the spirit world. They are still their personality. So if your dad was a, you know, real estate guru living and then he went to the spirit world, by all means, grab that information, because obviously that's his area or his zone of genius. That's his expertise. But if he's just, you know, he had no idea about real estate, he would just give you his opinion as if he was here on the earth plane as well. And I feel that's the difference, so people can understand that. So mediumship for me is all about the healing, as we said earlier. It is very much a modality that helps heal people and move people through grief. And it is a true act of service for me. It is, you know, for me, it's an honor and a privilege. It's very humbling to work with these beautiful communicators on the other side. And I get to sit with them for a fraction of time. I get to peek into their spiritual photo albums, their memories, and I get to be their voice. And for me, that there's nothing more heartfelt and amazing to be able to do that. And it's part of my work that I absolutely love. It's my core part of my work.
It's so beautiful to hear, and having witnessed you presenting using platform mediumship, is that the correct term? I've seen the healing that people have received, and in particular, the event before our weekend workshop, the public demonstration. I remember this gentleman that was sitting at the front of the room, and I'm pretty sure it was towards the end of the event that he had recently lost his wife. Oh, I get chills just thinking about it. I didn't tell you, but when I turned up for that event, he was sitting there and I was there early. He was out the front, the very first person sitting there waiting to come in, and to see him transform, because he really was feeling was grieving deeply at the time, to see him receive that message that he dearly needed. It
extraordinary, isn't it? Amazing.
Yeah.
And Kay, I have to say, further to that, I had the pleasure of sitting for him in a private sitting.
Yeah.
His daughter, just recently, actually.
Oh.
And wow, he was a completely different man when he walked in, just completely different. And I looked at him, and while he was still feeling the impact of his beloved wife, who he adored, I could see some movement in him, and he was able to start making future plans rather than being held. And to bring his daughter along as well to that private sitting was extraordinary, because together they were able to move forward as that family. So, you know, he had both, he lost his wife, and they shared one child together, and adult child, and she it was just wonderful to see those two. But I literally, you know, his face was very smooth, and I was like, wow, look at him, completely different person. So that healing is incredibly powerful.
So special. I wanted to ask you, does everyone who works with you, do they have the ability to become a professional medium, or do you have people who come along to your events who are there because they have a curiosity and they just want to kind of play around in that space? What do you find is the primary reason why people attend your events?
A bit of both. Some are really, they know that they are, that's what they want to do. They want to work professionally. And, you know, I'm very proudly have mentored and worked in workshops with many, many students that are, you know, working in the field full time now, and they love it. And some have gone on to teach as well, and they love that as well, because they know that it's in their soul's plan and there's nothing else for them. And there will be people that are like that. I knew straight away from the minute I understood mediumship, in by heart and soul, there was never going to be anything else but this for me, and that was going to be my life's work and dedication to it. Now, I knew that, so I went on the path, and of course I've been, you know, working as a professional medium full-time for over 15 years and part-time for 25 years now. So I knew that that was what it was going to be. And I say working in inverted commas, because I literally gave up work, full-time work, 15 years ago, 16 years ago, because this for me is literally a lifetime dedication, and I love it. And I can see myself doing this right through till, you know, I draw my last breath even, I'm sure of it. There are others that are curious, or they've gone through a grief event themselves and they want to understand that. So there is people that have come into the workshop space that are just, you know, wanting to understand, they've lost somebody, they want to understand, and it's part of their healing journey. And they might dip their toe in for 1 or 2 years or 5 years and not do anything else with it, or they might come back to it later, and that is quite all right. And then there's a whole raft of people that are highly intuitive, that have a little bit of ability, and they want to be able to harness that into their own professions, their own day to day. And a lot of those are in the, you know, the medical profession, nurses, doctors, specialists. They are creatives, where they just want to do the soul work and work on their own connection to source and to spirit and their own intuition. They might be in theatre, they might be art people, they might be writers. There are others that are forensic in their jobs, whether that's forensic journalism or forensics through the police work, or medical field again through blood, et cetera, analysis. And it hones their instincts through that investigative phase. And others are in leadership and in the coaching space. And so the more they align their body, mind, spirit, the more they're able to work through in those professions as well. So I do believe, and you know, if you did a snapshot of mediums all around the world, we all come from different backgrounds. I came from an engineering background, automotive engineering. You know, some have come from hairdressing, from my mentor, Mavis, who's in the spirit world, worked in the cotton mills and, you know, was a housewife when she got the calling to come through. And it's usually when it comes suddenly like that, it can be from a trauma or a near-death experience as well. So there's many paths to mediumship. It doesn't just come from one aspect. But I do believe there is a common thread through everyone, and that is that there would have been someone in their lineage that would have had some sort of ability, whether it was the kooky aunt on the, on dad's side or whoever it was. For me, it came through my maternal lineage, through my grandmother and, who everyone thought she was a bit kooky because she was an objective medium. In other words, she had objective sight. She'd see people manifest physically. And, you know, they thought it was all a bit, you can imagine early 1900s when she was around, it was all a bit weird. You know, it was that Victorian era. And so you either shunned it or you're right into it because a lot of Victorian spiritualists and spiritualism was founded in 1901. So, you know, it has a long history. But, you know, people were as broad as every profession under the sun, and some people will embrace it, some will reject it. Some will be frightened of it, so they don't do anything with it, and others embrace it fully and perhaps think that they've got more ability than what they actually have. And this is why having a trusted and reputable mentor and teacher to guide that is really, really important because, you know, we have a duty of care. Mediumship can be quite harmful if we're not delivering information in a with respect, with reverence, and with responsibility. And so that's really important to understand as well.
You have a beautiful course that you offer online for anyone around the world that's listening to this podcast that they can access if they are curious and they absolutely resonate with what you're sharing with me today. Would you like to tell us a bit about Ignition?
Absolutely. So I've got my online mediumship school called Ignition, and it has been designed in a way that will give you something to work with no matter where your ability lies. So if you're curious and you're just starting out, then level one, the emerging medium, is where I would start you. In there, it has my fundamental core teachings, and it really talks about the mechanics of mediumship. It defines it. It gives you the relationships to understand how it works with you and all the different tools such as meditations to open up, to meet your guides, to connect and to understand. And it has my six-step spirit method on connecting with spirit and how to use that in your day-to-day. And I always say, if you're just curious, that's where you start. If you are like I was, which you just knew this is where I needed to be, then level two is where I would start you, which is the evidential medium. It has all the content of level one in there, so you don't miss out. You get all the mechanics. And then it teaches you how to work with it in a more deeper and meaningful way from an evidence perspective. Because as evidential mediums, we need to be able to show categorically that we have who we say we have, and we do that through evidence. So I really unpack that and explore that. And I give you tips on if you don't get information, what do you do? If you keep getting no's, what do you do? So there's a whole heap of information in there on that. And the beauty of level two is that you get included 6 2-hour development circles with me once a month over 6 months for you to build and hone those skill sets. And then if you are already working as a medium and you're not really sure how to incorporate mediumship in a more meaningful and impactful way and to manage your energy and your power and to manage your reading room and all those things that come with professionalism, then the professional medium level three is yours. It has level one and level two in it. You get the 6 2-hour development circles with me. But one of the things that separates me from other teachers around the world is you also get all my business expertise in there. So there are business units in there. I really believe if you do this work, you should approach it professionally. So I have chapters in there and modules in there on ethics, responsibility, how to set up your business, branding, all sorts of things are in there that will allow you to utilize your craft and give you a guide on how do I really set that up professionally. You know, my mentor used to always say, start as you mean to finish. And if you aren't in that space and you want to be professional, then put those foundational blocks in up front and work towards that as well.
You bring your previous corporate experience as an engineer to that. So that's, you have experience and knowledge that is going to help people with the practicalities when it comes to the logistics of building a business.
100%. And, you know, as much as I started off as an engineer, and I certainly did in corporate, my last role was a general manager of a whole Australian sales division. So I ran multinational product lines and budgets. So you're going to get some very strong business background in there that is not overwhelming. I'm using real language, day-to-day language. And, you know, I've come from a long history. My parents were business owners. They had supermarkets and all sorts of shops and things in retail over my years. And, you know, my earliest memory, I remember standing on a milk crate as a 10-year-old, ringing up groceries because it was so fun for me, and I was indulged and allowed to do that periodically in the supermarket. So I've been around business for a very, very long time. And obviously I run my own business as well. And so understanding that, because often, you know, with all the creatives and all these, the people that are in our field, they don't always understand business. And I think if you can have a really good mentor that also gets that, but is a healing spiritual mentor, and you marry that up, then you're on a winning formula there.
I agree. And what I found in your event was you're so relatable. And for me, that's so important in this space because I'm also very grounded and live a very normal life. And that's mirrored in you when I listen to you and learn from you. So I absolutely love that for anyone who's like feeling connected and wanting to know whether it's going to be within their reach to do an online course like this. I say absolutely, just give it a go.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm very big on helping people. It's not about just starting the course and letting you float around in it. If you have any issues, I'm the first to respond to that. I'm a real nurturer. I think all mums are nurturing, but certainly a Greek mama, and that's exactly what I am. We're such nurturers. So part of me is very much about, you know, allowing you to go at your pace and being able to work with you to bring those abilities out with confidence at your own pace. And that's really important. And to be your own medium. I don't want cookie cutter mediums coming out. I don't want clones of me. I want the essence of you to come forward. We're a diverse population of people, and every medium in every way they show up is needed because they will be relatable to their own communities and their own people that they're going to attract.
Now, on that note, I get to welcome you to Queensland to recreate our mediumship workshop weekend here. And so this is going to be terrific for anyone who's based in Queensland, anyone like me who's happy to travel interstate to come and work with you in person. I highly recommend it. And one of your Melbourne participants is going to be attending again. Tell us a bit about our Soul Alchemy event on the 2nd and 3rd of August this year.
Oh, I'm so excited about Soul Alchemy. And I'm, even as I'm speaking, I've literally got goosebumps here. So this event is going to be an incredible space. So first and foremost, thank you so much for hosting me there, Kay, because I love your energy and I love what you bring as well. And I know the participants are going to be welcomed and held in the most beautiful energy. And we're going to build on your intuition bit by bit, and we're going to get you, like in Melbourne, to the end of that two-day workshop where you might actually be one of those people that voluntarily gets up and has a bit of a connection to spirit and tries it out. And the idea is to hold space for you, to give you some practical tools that will connect to your soul, and then to build up on those skill sets as we understand what it means to be spiritual and how to connect to spirit as well. So I love that word alchemy, because it's to, you know, taking something unrefined and turning it. It's the lead to gold, isn't it? So we want to find the little gold nuggets, or as my mentor Mavis used to say, the droplets of the God source inside you, and to bring that out so that you can actually shine your light and grow in confidence in whatever way you wish to incorporate intuition and mediumship into your day-to-day post that workshop.
That's so exciting. I cannot wait, because I know that 2 days with us, they're going to leave that event a completely different person. They don't realize that yet, but that's exactly what's going to happen. And they're not only going to be more confident in their day-to-day, they may even find ways to kind of integrate what they've learned into their life. And at the time of recording this podcast, we've already got a few people that have signed up to come, and we haven't even announced it publicly yet. And just the essence of the group of people that come along, just interacting with each other is going to be so profound for them, as well as practicing and building their skill set.
And it's just your what are you going to do as well? I'm so excited to hear how you're going to lead the group as well.
Well, you know, my jam is manifesting coach and helping people to connect to their intuition and guiding them to understand how their information is being delivered to them, as well as being excited about it, because I really do believe that joy helps us move into that level that we're wanting for ourselves when it comes to connecting to our intuition. So having fun with it, that's so important to me. And just taking them through the powerful visualizations that are going to help them focus their energy on what they're actually wanting to achieve when they're with us. And that in itself is going to create a really powerful connection for the spirit communicator to bring through their messaging with clarity. It's going to be so cool.
It's going to be amazing. And, you know, one of my favorite parts is seeing the friendships that are formed, the community that is formed, the healing that happens amongst the group dynamic, that really, they last lifetimes. You know, you walk away with a community, don't you? You think, these are my people. These are the people that get me. And it allows you to stretch yourself a little in a safe environment, because we get to hold space for this wonderful group. And, you know, we get to just stretch them a little bit, just to say, look, that may not be your limit. Just move a little bit past it. And to see the look of amazement when they think, wow, I can actually do this. This is amazing. And to ground it and to have practical strategies to move forward with, to journal and to, you know, bring your daily awareness into ritual and practice that is easy and integratable. That's what we're going to offer. And, you know, we plant seeds and we nurture that. until they leave that workshop. And then we're able to support ongoing because that's what we do. You know, you're an incredible healer, Kay. I know I've had the experience of having healing with you and it's just amazing. You're a fabulous coach and motivator. And, you know, I have a wealth of resources that I can support the journey afterwards as well. So you're not just left hanging at the end of the workshop with this huge buzz. We plant seeds, we nurture, and then you have the opportunity to be held further if you need that.
We're both very aligned with wanting to support anybody on their journey that's wanting this to be in their lives moving forward. And we will both go out of our way to help you with that because We both have the calling to work in this space and we're going to be doing it for the rest of our lives. And so when you work with someone like that, it just takes you to another level with living a life with more meaning and depth versus the superficiality of life and doing the groundhog everyday routine that is not fulfilling. So if you're looking to be fulfilled, you're looking to learn more about the meaning of life and this space is calling you and it sounds like somewhere that's going to support you, then we'll add all the information for the event in the link below, whether you watch it on YouTube or you're listening to the podcast or on the website, go and have a look at it. And if it's still calling you, then come and join us.
And even if you are curious or you hear about this workshop and a little bit of fear starts to rise up, a little bit of nervousness, you're having a bit of a reaction to that, take that as a positive sign. I found my greatest breakthroughs happened in this field when I pushed through that little bit of nervousness. Take that as a sign of excitement that your soul's building up within you so that you can just rock up, even if you don't know why you're there. And often that happens too. You just think, I've got no idea why I'm here, but I'm here. Just take that as a positive yes. Take that as your soul saying, yes, you need to be here. We will do the rest with you. And if that's your soul moving you, we will support that.
And if you have any questions, you can reach out to either Ioana or myself on Instagram. We're both active in the Instagram space and we'll do our best to answer those for you. And then, you know, we've got you. We've got you. Once you arrive at that event, we've got you for the whole weekend. So be excited.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Ioana. Is there anything else that you'd love to share with us before we finish our chat today?
Well, do you know, I just show up for you. That's all I feel like, you know, just show up for you. If it feels right for you, show up for you. Don't worry about the rest. It unfolds in its natural time.
I wish you the most amazing day, my friend. I'm so glad that we got to do this together. And next time I see you, we'll probably be in Queensland.
I will be giving you the hugest hug in Queensland and I cannot wait. Thank you so much for having me on your gorgeous podcast. And I'm so, so blessed that our paths have crossed.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. All the links mentioned in today's Soul Chat can be found in the show notes below our conversation. If you loved this podcast episode, please leave me a review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to today's episode. This helps more women to find these juicy and inspirational conversations. For all my upcoming events and to book an energy healing with me in person or via Zoom, please head to soultosoulwellness.com.au. In the meantime, I encourage you to do one thing for yourself today that is going to help you feel great in your skin and to help someone else feel great by just being your beautiful self with them. Wishing you a beautiful day.